Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on each Saturday morning and break bread with you, amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. began a worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, you can call them to this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. It's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in on this glorious, beautiful day. Hallelujah. Blue skies, white clouds, sun is out. So y'all know what's on my agenda, amen. Getting ready for this occasion as we call Independence Day, 4th of July, amen. But before we get into the word, we're going to hear a couple of songs.
Yeah.
melody, and you surround me with a Amazing, guys. Thank y'all.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When someone is in fear, they're weak. They show hatred or anger or bitterness, envy, or as we spoke on last week, pride. And when someone is in fear, there's no peace. That's what a sound mind means. To be at peace. To be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So when the word says, I'm no longer a slave to fear, meaning that fear has no control over me. Fear doesn't dictate what I do. Fear doesn't influence what I say. Or how I act. Because I am a child of God. Just say that. I am a child of God. Glory to God. Don't you feel good just saying that? I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave to fear. For if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. Because I am a child of God. And therefore I celebrate new life. For if someone is a child of God, they've been born again. That's called new life. So I celebrate that. I rejoice in being born again. It's a joy, unspeakable joy, just knowing that you're no longer the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, anybody glad this morning that they're a child of God? That they're no longer a slave to fear? Hallelujah. That they've been born again. That they're walking in the newness of life. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is making all things new. There's nothing new under the sun, the S-U-N. But in the sun, S-O-N, all things are made new. Glory to God. There's nothing new under the S-U-N sun, but in the S-O-N sun, all things are made new. Hallelujah. So are you under the S-U-N or are you in the S-O-N? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. He just dropped that one in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you once again for calling in. As I mentioned earlier, we're preparing for this occasion called the 4th of July, which is also termed Independence Day, a day of liberty, a day of freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about freedom. We're going to be coming out of the book of Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter, starting at verse 1. Romans 12th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want to read that again. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The title of the message this morning is Be Not Conformed, but be ye transformed. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels is being camped around about us to protect us, keep us in their care, God, to fight off all the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank you, Father, that even while we're asleep, God, unaware of our surroundings, that you're there. You're watching over us. You're protecting us. You're taking care of us, God. You're making sure that no harm or danger comes our way. Thank you, Father, for working behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Though we may not see what you're doing, but we have an assurance. We know in our inner man that all things are working out for our good, because we love you, God, because we trust you, because we believe in you, Father, and that we're called according to your purpose, your will, your plan that you have for us. Thank you, Father, for waking us up to see another day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us life, God. New life. Hallelujah. To celebrate. To be joyous about. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again. To sit at your feet, Father. To rest on your lap. To lay on your bosom. To hear your heartbeat. To receive what you will have to say to us this morning. To equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God. To build us up and encourage us to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Because of how we live, for it is our inheritance, Father. Because our righteousness is of you through your Son, Jesus, who became sin that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. That's liberty. That's freedom. Hallelujah. That's Independence Day. The day that we said, I'm a believer, I'm a child of God, I'm born again, the day that we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, that's our Independence Day. That's true deliverance. That's true freedom. That's true liberty. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, Father, to take the sins of the world and to die on the cross. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to even go to hell for us. But he went on assignment. Hallelujah. Not because he was dead, but because he was alive. Glory to God. And while he was in hell, he took the keys of hell from Satan. Hallelujah. While he and the demons were celebrating the death of Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus showed up for the party. Made an open show of Satan. Stripped him of all power. The power that had been handed over to him through sin. And thank you, Father, for raising up Jesus on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for receiving him into heaven with this precious, sinless, conquering blood that was shed for our sins. And thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, our Creator. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for delegating that same power that Jesus rose with to us. For your word says that we've been given power to become the sons of God, children of God. Hallelujah. So we walk in that power, God. We walk in that authority, Father. We walk in that which you have given us. Liberty, deliverance, freedom, independence, hallelujah, independence from sin, we thank you and we praise you that as we receive this word, we will make it personal. Help us to apply it to our lives, God, that we may be better for it. And that you may get your glory in all that we say and all that we do as your representatives. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Let's look at those words, conformed and transformed. It says, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. To conform means to be similar or identical, to be in agreement or harmony with. So be not similar to this world. Be not identical to this world. Be not in agreement with this world. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Let's look at that. Amos 3:3. Be not in agreement. Amos 3:3 reads, can two walk together except they be agreed? That's a question. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So if two are walking together and they're not in agreement, they're going to come to a place in their walk where they have to make a decision because they're not in agreement. One has to go one way and the other one has to go the other way. They can't continue to go together because they're not in agreement. Be not in agreement with this world. Be not in harmony. Glory to God. Woo. We can go somewhere with that. Be not in harmony with this world. See, when I think about harmony, I think about music. No, that's one of my passions. You can't conform to the music of the world. You can't conform to the music of the world. And it's interesting that music has such an influence because of who Satan was. Lucifer, the one who, as we mentioned last week, he was the one who led praise and worship in heaven. He was the orchestrator. It says that when he sung, it sounded like a symphony. Every type of instrument lining up together in harmony. Imagine that sound. Nothing is out of tune. Everything's just flowing together. Hallelujah. You ever just listen to music with no words? It takes you to a place. So be not in harmony with the world. And so it's interesting that the one who was used to lead praise and worship in heaven is the same one that is using the music in the world. Because our gifts and callings are without repentance. So when he got kicked out of heaven, he still had that gift. But He didn't have the anointing. Glory to God. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. See, when Saul, when King Saul was having different things going on in his mind that was causing him to be troublesome to the point of going into depression, he called on David. So that David could play his harp and sing songs to him. That's one thing I love doing. Even at work, these men that are facing certain situations, going through all types of issues, some of them could be some of the coldest, meanest, scariest people that you ever want to meet. But every now and then, they will come up to me and ask me, "Officer Woodard, would you sing a song for us today?" Imagine that. That's the power of the anointing. I get phone calls. It could be 2-3 in the morning. Someone asking, "Bro, I just want to hear you. Just want to hear your voice. Can you give me a song?" It was said that during the times when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were going through some of the hardest times in his life, that he would call Mahalia Jackson and just ask her to sing. That's the power of the anointing. So that's why it says, "Be not conformed to this world." The music of the world it still has influence. Conform means to be in obedience or compliance, to act in accordance with prevailing standards or customs. When we look at the word conform, it's two parts. You have con and form. Where con, when you look at con, it means to swindle, to manipulate, to persuade. Something used deceptively to gain another's confidence. Listen to that. To know, learn, study, altar to commit to memory. That's what the word con means. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. So be careful with what you're learning. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So be careful with what you're studying. Alter means to change. To change from its original form. The word con means to swindle, to manipulate, to persuade, to be deceptive. And the word for means to give a particular shape to shape or mold into a certain state or after a particular model, to become form or shape. Shape from the material that someone is reading. Form is the essential nature of a thing as distinguished from its matter. So don't be conformed to this world, because you take on its nature. Its manner of conduct. And look at the word conform. So the world is swindling, is manipulating, is persuading someone to be like it. Don't allow the world to conform your mind. Allow the world to swindle, to manipulate, to persuade to deceive. So that you gain the world's confidence. Being confident in the world. Trusting in the world. Relying on the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind. Transform means to change in composition or structure. To change the outward form or appearance of. See, when someone conforms their appearance is similar, is identical to the world. When we look at Romans 12, verse 1, again, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. So how are we going to present our bodies? It says a living sacrifice. Means that you have to die daily to the things of the world. You have to sacrifice some things. No, I can't go into the liquor store to buy some milk because of the hold, the bondage, the control that alcohol had on me. It makes no sense for me to go into a liquor store to buy some milk. Well, somebody may say, well, why should that affect you? The Bible says that we must avoid those things. Easily besets us. Pass not by it. That's wisdom. That's strength. That's growth. By putting yourself in the position to sin. Be transformed by a renewing of your mind. It says that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your body holy. That's one word right there that can keep all of us. Whatever we're doing, whatever we're saying, whatever we're involving ourselves in, ask ourselves, is it holy? Not what would Jesus doing, but well, not what would Jesus do, but what are you doing right now? Is it holy? Acceptable unto God. Does God accept what you're doing? Is he in agreement with what you're doing? Says it's your reasonable service. How we live is how we serve. How we live is our service. How we live is our service. Transform by the renewing of your mind. Only one thing can renew our mind. The Word of God. If you're not reading, studying, meditating, listening, watching the Word of God, you are not renewing your mind. You are only being conformed. You're not being transformed. Transform means to change in character or condition. To be converted. That's what it means. It's a certain way you act when you transform. You're converted. You're bringing one belief over to the truth of God's word. It says the truth shall make you free. The truth is the Word of God. The Word of God makes us free. So when we look at the word transform, trans means to change or transfer, to convey from one person, place, or situation to another, means to shift or to move. You're not staying in one place. You're being transformed. You're moving from place to place, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from the old to the new. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. One thing I do is I read whatever the day of the month it is. Today is the 2nd, July 2nd. So I read the same chapter of whatever particular day it is. I read that chapter of Psalm and Proverbs. I read those two because David is Solomon's father. David is said to be the author of Psalms, and Solomon is said to be the author of Proverbs. But Proverbs is called the wisdom of God. Wisdom only comes from God. So I read those two books together because they're in agreement. If I challenge you to start doing it, you will see how David gives the overall view. That's what Psalm is. But Solomon was the teacher. So he breaks it down in detail. David tells you what to do. Solomon tells you how to do it. So I challenge you to, whatever day of the month it is, to read those chapters of the book of Psalm and Proverbs. And if you skip a day or two, don't go back to where you left off. Whatever the day of the month it is, if it's the seventh, read Psalms chapter 7 and Proverbs chapter 7. Make that your daily bread. Make that your breakfast. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I challenge you. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. That we must separate ourselves from the world. And the only way to do that is through your word. Help us to stay focused. Help us to stay vigilant, Father. To read your word every day. That we may be transformed through your word. And not be conformed to this world. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Love you. God bless you. Enjoy this weekend. But while you're enjoying this weekend, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. Perfect means mature. Will of God. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Wood. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed.